Okay, we're starting the sheets for today. We're starting with the Mishnah on Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Hareini Nazir Achat Gedola. Okay, we're starting there. Third, fourth line. We're going to have a few Mishnayot. They're all going to be quoted in the other, or some of them are going to be quoted in the others. And we're not going to Chet today, but the Mishnah on Chet is going to be quoted also in today's daf. So that'll give you a little bit of a head start. Just to repeat, today we're doing, this is the Shabbos daf, and then I'm not teaching till Monday, so you'll do Sunday's daf whenever you want, which is Chet, and we'll be back Monday with Tet on schedule. Okay, Amar Hareini Nazir Achat Gedola, Hareini Nazir Achat Ktana. What we're now going to have is somebody making a statement where they take upon themselves Nizirut, and we have no idea what kind of time period he was talking about. So we talked about the Nizirut Stam is 30 days. So we're going to have all sorts of things. Did he mean one Nizirut? Did he mean two Nizirut? Did he mean forever, Nizir Olam? We're going to have all different statements. There is a concept we're going to see further on, which is that, by the way, Chet is the end of the parak already, okay? So by the end of Chet, you'll have finished the first parak. There's a concept you're going to see there about the Benizirut were Mekel. Okay, and therefore there also might be some sort of influence of that on the sugis here, about that if you're not sure what he meant, then we'll go lekula, and we won't say he meant nizir olam, but he meant something smaller. Okay, so therefore, if he says, hareini nizir achat gdola, I'm going to take upon myself to be a nazir for a long period of time. That's what it seems like anyway. Or hareini nizir achat ktana, or just for a little bit of time. Afilu mikam va'ad sof ha'olam, even if he says I'm going to be a Nazir from here till the end of the world. Okay, we're going to see, this is interesting. Nazir shloshim yom. No matter which one of these statements he says, he's only a Nazir for 30 days. So now we're going to ask immediately on, especially right, which one is the most problematic? The last one, right? Because gadol, katan, it's all relative, right? You could still say it's only 30 days. But amai, v'hamikam va'ad sof ha'olam kamar. Okay, now if you look at the sheet, okay, I specifically made a sheet so that you could see. We're now going to have, this question is going to take us to the end, basically. We're going to have two answers, but the last answer is going to be the last answer before the next Mishnah, okay, the last line. The first answer is going to be the one we're dealing with all this time. We're going to have an answer, then a question, then an answer, then a question, answer, right? It's going to keep ping-ponging back and forth. So one of the final questions we're going to have two answers to, and then a question on that answer. Okay, so we're going to end up with a lot of questions on this. In the end, you can see the bottom line, there is an answer. Answer it up. Okay, we don't end with a koshi. And then we're going to backtrack and then say, oh, well, now we have a second answer. Okay, so you can follow along there if it helps you. Okay. So now they want to know, you said mikam v'ad sof ha'olam. Doesn't it sound like you mean for a long period of time? In which case, you know, it sounds kind of like nizir olam maybe, or maybe a longer period of time. So first of all, Tosfot says something very interesting. If you look at Tosfot, at the end of Tosfot, v'amai, on our line, v'ham mikam v'ad sof ha'olam kamar, Tosfot's on the outside. So he says, okay, so look from the line starts with the word tfe. Okay, we're going to start with the next word. De'im hayarat sanol amar mikam v'ad sof ha'olam, hayalo lahazkir minyan sof ha'olam. De'yodeh hu shapir, okay, that he should have said, I want X number of days, whatever number of days it takes to get from here to the end of the world. Okay, right, the end of the world, however, right, their perception of what the world was. Now you should have specified why, because everybody knows Da'olam Yeshbo Chamesh Me'ot Mahalach takes 500 days to walk around the world. Okay, or to walk from one end of the world to the other. Okay, Vayala Lomar Chamesh Me'ot Shanim. Oh, sorry, Chamesh Me'ot Shanim. Oh, sorry, no, my mistake. Oh, that's a huge mistake. Okay, he should have said Chamesh Me'ot Shanim. Okay, it takes 500 years to walk around the world. That was his perception. Takes 500 years to walk around the world, and therefore, you know, it must, and there, that's what he says, l'picha chazina l'kula, we go l'kula, in other words, we assume that if he wanted to say 500 years in nizir olam, he would have said 500 years, okay? So the fact that he says, mikam v'ad sof ha'olam, he didn't really mean that, he's only going to be a nazir shloshim yom. So I thought it was just interesting to see that he thought it was 500 years to walk around the world. I did some research. There was a guy who did it in 4 years. Walked around the world. There was a calculation I saw that if you walk 3 miles per hour and swim, You can make it around the world in 343 days. Okay, 49 weeks.
It is if you don't sleep.
But, but that doesn't count sleeping hours. Okay, so just for your information, I thought it was interesting to see. And I just think it was very interesting to see that everybody knows that it's 500 years.
It's an interesting number because I didn't think in those days, I thought the world was as large as we think it is today.
Right, 500 years.
It seems like a very exaggerated number.
It does seem like a very exaggerated number. Particularly if you see the actual facts that someone did it in 4 years.
But they had no way of calculating.
And they didn't even know how big the world was, obviously. So.
That's flying.
And it's a straight line.
Yes. So anyway, what exactly it means to walk around the world also. I bet the person who walked around the world must have gone around the world, but not have covered every, I don't know what it means to get.
Does it mean the circumference? Does it mean every country?
Does it mean every country? Obviously not.
And had they walked across.
And what did Tosfot mean? And what did he think this person meant? Anyway, it's an interesting thing to throw out there. Okay, so now, Amai v'hamikam atzof olam kamar. So what do they say? Hachi kamar. This is what he meant to say. Arichali hadamilta kimikam va'ad sof ha'olam. He meant to say, I'm going to take upon this yirid of 30 days, but it seems to me difficulty level of, you know, from here to the end of the world. Oh, so difficult to do this. Okay? We're going to start to see today hints of people's perception of Nizirut. Was it a difficult thing to do? Here you see, you know, the attitude was it was a difficult thing to do. We're going to see some other underlying things, underlying the sugyot that we're going to see about perceptions of Nizirut. Okay. So now they're going to say, Tnan. It's fine. Scoot down one. Okay. Tnan. Hareini Nazir Mikan. This is going to be now a question. Okay, so we have, if you say, I'm going to be a Nazir Mikan Bat Sof HaOlam, you're only a Nazir for 30 days. Okay, so they said, why? And the answer is, because the assumption is, and this is, you have to remember this, because this is going to be our answer, we're going to keep asking questions about. Our answer is, the assumption is, you said, if this is so difficult to meet, like from here to the end of the world, just those 30 days. So now it's none. Look at the words of the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir Mikan Ab Makom Ploni. This is a different Mishnah. If you say I'm going to be a Nazir from here till a certain place, Omdim Kama Yamim Mikan Ab Makom Ploni. Okay, we measure. If you say I'm going to be a Nazir from here until Yerushalayim, so we measure. How long does it take to walk from Ranana to Yerushalayim? Now, if it's Pachot Mishloshim Yom, then he's a Nazir Shloshim Yom. Vim lav, and if it takes a person more than 30 days, then he's nazir kiminyan hayamim. Okay, so what would you say then? Our answer was, when you said from here at Sof HaOlam, you're talking about difficulty level. You're not talking about actual days it takes. So ve'ema hachanami, you should say then in this Mishnah also, aricha liha milta kimikam va'amakom ploni. Right? Why wouldn't you say there, if I say, I'm going to be a Nazir from Ranana to Jerusalem, why don't we assume that I mean that it's going to be difficult for me as the walk would be from Ranana to Jerusalem? And that was my intent. Why do we say in that case, in the case from Jerusalem to Ranana, we're going to count it by days, how long it takes, and either it's 30 or it might be plus 30. Or, right, and in the other case, we're saying he's talking about difficulty level. So Amar Rava, Rava's going to answer here, Shechzik Baderech. He already started walking. As I'm walking from Jerusalem to Ranana, I say I'm going to walk from Ranana to Jerusalem, and the amount of days it takes, that's the days I'm going to be in Nazir.
Also, it's simply more specific. It's not, you know, it's not...
We're going to get to that. Okay, good. It's obviously more specific, and we're going to get to that. So now Rava says it's when he already started walking. Now, what does that mean? It means, so there's two interpretations that are given. I'm sure there's more, but two that I saw. One is, obviously, if you're walking that, you don't think it's so difficult and insurmountable. So, therefore, you don't mean it's so difficult. You can argue with that, because some people do long treks that they know are difficult, and just like he's taking on the Nizirut that he knows is going to be difficult. So, it's not exactly a perfect answer. Some people say that, no, what he means is, if he starts walking from Ranana to Jerusalem, okay, and this goes again to what the intent of becoming a Nazir is, what does he say? I'm going to be a Nazir from Ranana to Jerusalem, for the amount of time it takes, because I'm walking and I want to be a Nazir while I'm on the way. So I want the protection. And so they look at it as, and this is a perception of what Nizirut is, it's kind of a way of being closer to God, maybe being more protected. You know, you say, I'm going to take upon this while I'm on my trek so that, you know, I'll have protection. And that maybe is the idea. Okay. Then they're going to ask, okay, so fine. So he's Hechzik Baderech. So now you have to explain, by the way, that Mishnah, where it talks about Harein Mikam Ba'amakom Ploni, this is the Mishnah, by the way, in right, the next page, right, that's on that page also. It's the next Mishnah on Chet. That it's only a case where he's actually walking that way, okay? That he started to walk that way, and then he takes the Nizi route at that point. So now they're going to say, but wait. But then, Lihavi kol parsa or parsa. Maybe he meant every parsa I take. A parsa is about 4 to 5 kilometers. It was a measurement they used in those days. I think it's 800. Let me see. I don't remember, actually. But maybe it's 800 amot, each parsa. But anyway, a parsa was a measurement. So maybe he means for every parsa that I cross on this trip, I want to take Nizirut. So let's say it's going to be, 4 parsot. So I want to take upon myself 4 Niziruyot. Why don't we perceive it as that? Okay? So yes, he's walking. I'm going from Manana to Jerusalem. And I want to take upon myself Nizirut of the distance from Manana to Jerusalem. So maybe you mean, right, one option was to say how many days it takes you to walk. One option is to look at his discrete units along the way. I'm a Rav Papa, Ba'atra de lo mane parse. It's a place where people don't really count the parsaot. It's not like a marked path, right? You think about the kilometer markers on the highway, then it's easy to, right? But this place, they don't count parsaot. They don't pay attention to measurements. But then they say, okay, well, if not that, lehavi kol anva avna va'avna. What does that mean? So most interpretations say it means every stop along the way. In other words, when you go from Renana to Jerusalem, let's say you walk it, okay? It's not a great example because it won't take you that long, but if you were to walk there, you would stop along the way and sleep at night. So maybe it means every time you sleep at night, that's like a unit of walking. So it might not be a measurement of how far you went of a parsa, so you don't measure, but basically days, okay? So every stop along the way, every time you take a stop for the night, every day is going to be, so it's like the days, I guess. So what's the difference between this and the days? I guess you might have... Your stops might be at different intervals. What's the matter, Ani?
I'm sorry. I'm very confused.
Okay.
Because I thought Nizirut had to be 30 days.
No, a minimum. Maybe you mean more than 30, right? That's why Renan to Jerusalem is not a great example because it's going to take you less than 30 days.
Right, okay.
But let's say it were a place where it would be farther.
Okay.
So now, the question is, it depends how long it's going to take you, right? The Mishnah says it's how long it takes, but they're saying maybe it means that you don't want to take upon Nizirut of, let's say it's going to take you 50 days to walk. You didn't mean 50 days to walk, you meant 50 Niziruyot, because every time you stop at night, that is a whole unit.
That's
what it wanted to, what it was trying to do is to look at it. Do you see this walk as one whole unit? And this is what we're going to see in a bunch of different situations. Or is it a unit that's made up of parts? And what you meant to say is, each section, I'm going to be a Nazir. Okay? So I'm going to be a Nazir for this section. Then I'm going to be a Nazir for the next section. I'm going to be a Nazir for the next section. So if you view your trip in pieces, then when you said I'm going to be a Nazir from here until there, you meant, separate pieces, separate units.
Is each unit...
Is 30 days, yes. And then you would have separate units of 30 days each. Okay? So then they say, wait, but mi lo tnan. And that's if you want to say each unit, and this is their proof that maybe you meant each unit. Okay? Now they're explaining why we think that. Why would they even suggest that? Because mi lo tnan, earlier on in that Mishnah, in Daf Chet, what does it say? Hareini nazir ka'afar ha'aretz, ukese'ar roshi, ukechol hayam, hareze nazir olam, umgaleach echad l'shloshim yom. Okay, so now what do they say? If you say, I'm a Nazir like the Afar Ha'aretz, okay, the dust on the ground, or like the hairs on my head, or like the sand in the water, you are a Nazir Olam, but you're Megaleach Echad L'Shloshim Yom. Okay, so therefore, what do you see here? That you basically, you're Megaleach Echad L'Shloshim Yom, what does that show? That what have you taken upon yourself? Right, these are all images, by the way, we know from Avram Avinu, right? Like the chol, like the afar. They don't use the se'ar by Avram, but, or all those promises of God, you're going to be plentiful. There are things that are, you can't count them, but yet they're discrete, right? Dust is the only one that's maybe a little less discrete. But sand is a discrete, right? Each piece is is an individual piece, and your hair is individual. And because of that, what you're basically saying is, I'm going to be a Nazir forever, made up of 30-day units. Every 30 days, you shave. Okay? So now, that would prove that same thing with your trip. Your trip could be viewed as discrete units. Okay? And therefore, why don't we say that? And why do we say that you're basically a Nazir for as many days as the trip is? And not for as... You're a Nazir as many times as the trip has stops. So now they say, and here's Ruth's answer, Kol milta de ipe kitsuta lo katane. Okay, each thing that has a discrete, right, if it says it has an end, right, there's a difference between things that have no end and things that have an end. My trip from Ranana to Jerusalem will end at a certain point, right? It has a clear, defined end point. Whereas the hair, and going back to our case, of the Ad Sof HaOlam, has no discrete endpoint. Okay? So therefore, what their answer here is, that anything that doesn't have an endpoint, that's not what the Mishnah was referring to when they talked about Afar Aretz and Seir Roshi. They were talking about things that are endless and count, that you can't ever count. Right? You can't say hair is endless, but you can't actually count it. Okay. So now they're going to say, here they're going to prove how you know that Ibe Kitsuta lo katane. Vahatanya, Hareini Nazir kol yimei chayai. If you say, I'm going to be a Nazir all the days of my life, Hareini Nazir olam, or you say, Hareini Nazir olam, Hareize Nazir olam. Afilu mashana, afilu elef shanim, ein ze Nazir olam. Okay? So if you say, I will be a Nazir all the days of my life, which we don't know how much that is, right? Aim b'zet kitsuta. Or I'm a Nazir Olam, then you're a Nazir Olam. But if you say, for Me'a Shana, or Elef Shanim, that's not considered a Nazir Olam. Okay? That would be considered...
Just translate the difference between permanent and perpetual.
Okay.
And then permanent is one long stretch, and perpetual is... ongoing short stretches.
Okay.
And that refers
to
how you...
Because Elef Shanim are units, basically.
And
you're counting year units.
If you're doing permanent 30-day stretches, you cut your hair every 30 days and start again. And if you're permanent, you don't.
So if you're doing Me'a Shana, then you can't cut your hair.
Right, I think.
Then you're in Ein Ze Nazir Olam, Ela Nazir Le'olam. That's the difference. You're a Nazir forever, because there's no end ever. That's because... Okay. Right. Here they explain that since he knows that he'll never live that long, although I guess people didn't really live Me'a Shanim, even though technically you could, but in those days particularly people didn't live Me'a Shanim. So you meant that you never ever want to cut your hair. Okay? As opposed to saying, I want to be a Nazir forever, that would be a typical Nazir Olam, which we learned already from Avshalom. That you want to be a Nazir Olam, and then you can take haircuts once a year, once a week, once a month, but right, once a year we paskin. So here, the question is, what did you mean when you said it? So if you say for 1,000 years, you clearly mean, I never want to ever cut my hair. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Though. It says a standard term of Nazirut is 30 days.
Yeah.
So you clearly have to stop this, or is it acceptable to do this, or... Yes,
Stam just means what?
So he's taking a day off at the end of this.
No, it's a this.
No, he never brings
he
a carbon.
And then the next one starts immediately the same day.
Yeah.
It goes back to the
he
whole discussion we started.
And that's it.
But are there carbon not also in the
carbon?
Are
you
it
sure?
Doesn't say.
Right, I guess. In this case, right. In a Nazir Olam case,
does.
You wouldn't bring
yes,
a
carbon. Yes, it does.
You bring a carbon.
He performs the concluding rituals, head shaving, and sacrifices.
Oh, okay.
On the same
he does
day,
all
he
that.
Begins another term.
Okay.
Unlike a permanent Nazir who trims his hair once a year, perpetual Nazir shaves.
Ah, right. No, that's what I was talking about. Right. The guy who's a Nazir Olam, but even the Nazir Olam can cut his hair once a year.
Once a year.
But he doesn't bring the carbon out.
Right, but doesn't
say carbon. I don't think he brings the sacrifice in that case. If you take upon yourself multiple units of Nizirut, then obviously you would do the sacrifices in between. But if you're a Nazir forever, then you do get a chance to cut your hair once every 12 months, but I don't think you do the carbon
right,
of
that. That's what seems
yeah.
to be.
Okay. So now, so that's the difference between, in this bright, it sets up the difference between a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Le'olam. Okay? Nazir Olam, like we said, cuts his hair once every 12 months, and Nazir Le'olam doesn't doesn't have that chance, basically. Okay. Rabba Amar. Now we're going to have... Okay, this was an answer to the question. Why don't we assume that when he's going ad sofo, from a certain place to a certain place, right, that we're talking about, he wants to take upon a nizirut of 30 days for this stop and a nizirut of 30 days for that stop, and each stop would be another nizirut. So the first answer we have was, if it has, right, if, and like the case of the Afar Haaretz, and the answer was that the Afar Haaretz had no kitsuta, and that's why there was no time frame, and that's why it was considered individual units forever, basically. But our case has an end point, and therefore we're going to look at it at the end point. In other words, what did he mean? From here till there, one unit, okay, as opposed to the Se'ar and the Afar, which is basically, you have to look at it as you know, it has no end point, so we're going to basically look at it as individual units forever. Okay, as opposed to this one, which is one unit from here to there, looked at as a whole thing and not as tachanot baderech. So now we're going to have a different answer, okay, to that question. Instead of the kitsuta answer, we're going to have a different answer. Rabba Amar, shane sa'arot ho'il u'muvdalot zo mizo. Okay, sa'arot are separated. They're separate, right? Just they're separate hairs, they're separate granules of the sand, even the dust, you could say, are separate pieces. But whereas in our case, right, this walk from Ra'anana to Jerusalem is not separate units. They're not, right? It's all part of one mahalach, right? You might stop somewhere, but that's not a separate entity, right? Okay. So now they're going to say, wait, but gabe yome nami, if you're talking about, you could say it's made up of days, right? That was the whole thing. Our stops are going to be individual days, right? Every time you stop for the night, that's a day. So let's say your walk takes 50 days. So what did we say? You're a nazir for 50 days. The suggestion was, why don't we say that 50 days are made up of 50 discrete units of days? Because when you're walking, as opposed to what I saw on the internet, that you could walk straight for 343 days and get to the end of the world. But if you're walking, generally you stop every day and you sleep. So your walk is made up of 50 discrete units, in which case you should take upon yourself 50 nizirot of 30 days each. So why don't we see days as a discrete unit? And now they're going to say why we even think for sure you should look at these as discrete units. Gabe yome nami haktiv. What does it say in the pasuk? Vayi erev, vayi boker, yom echad. The Torah says, right? The days are distinct from each other. They're separate units. So now the Gemara says no. Hatam, just because we say vayi erev, vayi boker, yom echad doesn't mean they're totally discrete units. Hatam lav de mifsake mehadadehu. It doesn't mean that one day is separated from the next day, right? Think about it, right? The day turns over to the next day. There's no real separation there, right? It's not that they're discrete units. My kamra, what does it mean by yer vayiv boker yom echad? Yimama velel yachad yomahu. What's it telling you? That when you count the days for Shabbat, for Chagim, right? The day starts at night. That's what it's telling you. It's not telling you that view each day is a totally discrete unit disconnected from the next, like your hairs. Your hairs are totally two separate units, not connected to each other. Okay? So, but that's not, it's not the same. Ula'olam lo mifsuke me'adade. They are not separate from each other. Okay? Therefore, don't think, okay, and that answers up this question, don't think that when you're walking that it's going to be these separate discrete units and that, you know, you look at it as the days. No, it's not the case. Okay. So those were two answers, okay, just to remember where we're up to. The Gemara suggested, why don't we look at this trip, and this is a side question on this other Mishnah we have, which is why don't we say in that case that you're talking about individual units of days. One is because it depends whether there's an end in sight, and our case had an end in sight, and therefore we don't look at it that way. And the other option was to say that the hairs and the hull and that are not the same as this, because they're totally separate from each other, each unit, whereas in this case, the days are not considered separate units. They all connect to each other. Okay. Now, you have to remember, where did we start from? The whole question was, why is it mikam v'ad sof ha'olam? It's going to be 30 days. Why don't we say it's forever? He's a nazir olam. So one answer we said was that he was saying, this nazirut is difficult for me, like, you know, as if I'm walking from here to the end of the world. That's the level of difficulty, but it's still only 30 days. Rabbah is going to give a different answer. Rabbah Amar, Lama Lachalak Shuye Kulei Hai. Why did you go through that long mahalak of questions and answers, right? You didn't need to get so complicated. Here's a simpler answer. Shane Hatam, you love when they do this at the end, right? After you get through this whole complicated back and forth, and then it's just, why did you need that? Shane Hatam, Dahakatane, Hareini Nazir Achat. Okay, now, to understand this, you have to look back at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Amar Hareini Nazir Achat Gdola, Hareini Nazir Achat Ktana. Now notice it doesn't say, Hareini Nazir Mikamvad Sof HaOlam. It says, Afilu Mikamvad Sof HaOlam. That Afilu, he's reading the Mishnah, is saying, even if you were to say, Hareini Nazir Achat Mikan Va'ad Sof HaOlam, you would only be a Nazir 30 days. And what he's saying is, he reads it differently than we read it before, which is here you're saying, Hareini Nazir Achat Mikan Va'ad Sof HaOlam. And therefore, you were only talking about one unit of Nizirut, in which case we're going to assume your unit is a 30-day unit. And that's the way you should explain it. Okay? And therefore, he reads it, the Mishnah, a little differently than the way we read it from the beginning. It's not three separate cases, really. Or it's three separate cases, but they, you know, the Hareini Nazir Achat comes with the... I think there's actually two ways to read this. Either you could say Hareini Nazir Achat Gedola, and he adds the words, Mikam Va'ad Sof HaOlam, or Hareini Nazir Achat Ktana Mikam Va'ad Sof HaOlam, or he just means Hareini Nazir Achat Mikam Va'ad Sof HaOlam, that the Achat goes with the Gzola, goes with the Ktana, and goes with the Mikam Va'ad Sof HaOlam. I think there's two possible ways of reading it. Okay, so that answered up our question. Now we're going to have a new Mishnah. Hareini Nazir Vi Yom Echad. Hareini Nazir Vish'a Achat. Hareini Nazir Achat Vamechze. Okay, I want 1.5 Naziriyot. Hareize Nazir Shtayim. All these cases, what did you say? You said Hareini Nazir... And one day. Now, one day is not a unit of Nizirut. So your one day has to be a whole Nizirut. If you say Hareini Nazir and 1 hour, since, again, all these have end, because it has the additional and 1 hour, again, there's no such thing as Nazir for an hour, so you have to add another 30 days. And Hareini Nazir Achat Vamechze, again, there's no such thing as half a Nizirut, so it's going to be Nazir Shtayim. So the Gemara says, Lama li limitnik kol hani? Why do we need to say all these cases? If you have one, you'd be able to learn all the others. So now they're going to explain what the chiddush in each one is. Sriche, you need them all. Why? Di'itana hareini nazir vi yom echad. You might have thought that hacha hu da'amrinan ein nazirut li yom echad. Am tulahachi kamani tartin. As if you're going to say hareini nazir vi yom echad, you might say, well, there's no such thing as nazirut for a day. So therefore, you must mean that you have to do two. Aval Hareini Nazir Visha'a Achat Limne Lamed Ve'echad Yom. As if you say Sha'a Achat, you clearly didn't mean, right, 1 hour. You couldn't possibly mean, right, there is no such thing as Nizirut for an hour. So all you meant was, you want to just add on to your Nizirut 1 hour, in which case we're going to say, well, you can't add 1 hour, you have to add a whole day. So why don't we just assume, right, that case seems easier to say, since a day of Nizirut is at least like a unit, a whole day. There's no such thing as an hour of Nizirut. This, I mean, again, you can't be a Nazir for a day either, but a day at least is a unit, right? A Nazir is made up of 30 days. Nobody says a Nazir is X number of hours, right? They talk about it in terms of days. So if you say a day, well, then you mean in addition, and then you're starting a whole new thing. If you just say an hour, we're just going to add one extra day. So therefore, Kamash Malan, it had to teach you, even Visha'achat is also going to be an entire new Nizirut. Ve'itana Sha'achat, and let's say you said 1 hour, fine. So we know that now. So we know the Yom Echad, and we know V'Sha'a Achad is going to be another 30 days. But that's Mishum Delo Nachit LeDafka. You didn't specify specifically with V'Sha'a Achad. You didn't say, I want to be a Nazir. You can't really say, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days and an hour, because there's no such thing. You have to be for 31 days. So it's not very specific. Here you said, I want to be a chav mechtze. What does that mean? In other words, I want to be a Nazir for 45 days. That you actually could do. So you might have thought, ema lo limne tarte. You might not have needed to. Kamash malan nekulu Nazir shtayim. Okay, and that's why it comes to teach you that when you say a chav mechtze, since I assume it's because you're using the vimechtze, in other words, and another half I want. I want this, and I want another half. So they're seen as two discrete units, and you can't look at it as 45 days. Okay, the whole thing there is, you might have thought, since you were very specific, basically 45 days, if you said 45 days, no, it's not. If you wanted 45 days, you should have said 45 days. Okay. This, by the way, is going more l'chumra, right? We said before that the nazirut, you generally go l'kula, and here I guess it's so clear that you mean two separate units, but they're not going l'chumra.
Even if he had said
l'chumra,
45 days, it wouldn't have mattered.
Why? If he's, no, you could be a nazir for 45 days. You can say, I want to, this is all, that's what stam nazirut is. Stam nazirut is, you did specify. So a typical term of nazirut is 30 days. But if you say, that was the whole thing about going from this place to that place. If it was less than 30 days, then it's going to be 30 days. But if you said something that's a malach of 50 days, then your nazirut is going to be 50 days. Mm. You can have one unit of nazirut that's 50 days long if that's what you specified. The whole question here, this goes back to nedarim. If you weren't so clear, then what did you mean? That's
somebody
the whole
talk
question.
About why it's like the shloshim of mourning and not shaving for the whole month. Like,
uh-huh, the connection
talk?
Between nazirut and...
I don't know.
And, right. Right. I want to think as we're learning, like there's all these things that allusions to, you know, why, like I want to think about the 30 days and the connection to Avelut. We talked about the connection to Kohanim. We're talking about here that people did it for protection possibly, you know, why people did it, why wine. The wine also connects with the Kohanim, right? That they can't go Shtuyei, and we already saw the connection. They made the Gzera Sheva between the connection of the Kohen and not coming in Shtuyei to the Beit HaMikdash with the connection of the Nezir not drinking wine. And then the Tamei Lameit, which could relate maybe to the Avilut also. There's a lot of things we have to keep in our minds, and I hope that after we've learned all the Sugyot, we'll kind of have a better overall picture of what... Because again, when you learn Gemara, they don't address these things head on, right? They don't generally... Sometimes they do. But often, those things are underlying the sugyot. So I want to pay attention to the things we come up with to keep in mind all our questions. So adding that one about the connection to Avilut is a good one. Growing the hair long and, you know, not cutting your hair. Keep that one in mind. Okay, new Mishnah. Hareini nazir shloshim yom v'sha'achat nazir shloshim ve'achad yom she'ein nazirut l'sha'ot. Okay, so here... Right, in the previous one, we said Hareini Nazir V'yom Echad, or Hareini Nazir V'sha'a Echad. Here you're saying the number Shloshim V'sha'a, okay? Or the number Shloshim here it's just Sha'a Echad. So if you say Shloshim Yom V'sha'a Echad, then you're Nazir Shloshim V'echad Yom. She'ein Nazirut L'sha'ot. Okay, so here you're giving, there you gave, you said Hareini Nazir, I want to be a Nazir, and 1 hour. That's different from giving two time periods, right? 30 days and an hour. So 30 days and an hour means 31, basically. Okay? But nazir and an hour means nazir plus another nazirut.
But given that he's ending on the 31st day, and part of the day is like the rest of the day, he could really do it for 30 days and an hour. And
if
then
you
stop.
Say, remember, there was a machloket, whether
right.
you say miksadayon kikulo or
right.
not. So if you say miksadayon kikulo, then it's true. Then there really is such
really
a thing as per show. Right.
Like
but it's not really sha'achat, though, because we said miksadayon kikulo is only
right.
the morning. So right. you can't really do just sha'achat.
Right. It feels yeah. like the rabbis really did not like this idea, because I'm just sitting there going, oh my God, depending on what words come out of my mouth,
right.
I may be in for a whole lot more than I bargained
right.
for.
Which is very similar to what we talked about in Nedarim, about maybe part of the reason why they kept talking over and over about, you. If you do this, you're going to get into this situation, and trying to kind of scare people away that you have to watch what you say and be careful what you wish for, and, you know.
I have a question. You're saying about connecting it to Avelut. Was it more common to do it during Elul? Like, did people take on Nazirut as a way?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, maybe we'll see it, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, historically
I'm
speaking.
I was wondering whether it was like part of a tshuva process for people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, I don't know. We'll have to see. I also want to pay attention, you know, like we saw the other day in the Torah, it says isha isha, right? So far, right, they don't relate to women at all in this. Not that they're not talking about women, they're just talking in general, but I'm curious if any women nizirim are going to come up anywhere. if they're, you know, historically, if there was such a thing. Okay. I'm a Rav. Lo shanu ela da amar shloshim ve'echad yom. Aval amar shloshim yom v'yom echad nazir shtayim. Okay, so if you thought, Ani, that it was very particular how you said it, now Rav's going to say it's even more so. Depends how you said the shloshim yom v'sha'achat. If you said shloshim, he says, if you said shloshim ve'echad yom, that's what the Mishnah meant, that you're going to be a nazir for shloshim ve'echad yom. But if you say shloshim yom, V'yom echad, and you separate it, okay? By, I mean, he's talking about yom, and the Mishnah was talking about sha'ah, but if you separate it with the word yom, you say shloshim yom and yom echad, then you're going to be in nazir shtayim. So now they're going to say, okay, if you want to say this is a little much, right? Really reading into your words, like Ani said. So Rav savar like Rabbi Akiva, didarish lishniyat Torah. Now they're saying that Rav must hold like Rabbi Akiva, who held that we're very careful about the words you choose. In other words, it was a particular approach, that if you say things in a particular way, we're going to darshan it, basically. We're going to say, this is what you meant. Where do we see this? Ditnan, lo etabor, v'lo etadot, af alpi shekatav lo umka v'ruma, v'tzarich likach lo derech, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Okay, this is a Mishnah that refers to when you sell your house. You sell your house and you have a well. How do they explain dote? What's the translation?
Cistern.
A cistern. Okay? You have a well or a cistern. Even though you sold your house. Now, generally, the general practice was if you sell your house, you're not selling the wells and the cisterns that are on the property. You're selling the house and not the wells. Now, even if you said umka v'roma, you get the ground and whatever's above, you know, you get, which seems to include everything. He still doesn't mean the cisterns. What he means is you have rights to dig your own wells, build your own cisterns, but not the actual ones that I dug, okay, and that I built already. But what does Rabbi Akiva say? Tzarich likach lo derech. But what's the problem? You sold him the house and the property, but not the wells and the cisterns. So now, if you want to go into the house, you want to go into his property to get the wells and the cisterns, you have to buy yourself a path. In other words, you sold the house. The assumption is you sold ba'ayin tova, meaning you sold them everything. You just left over what is generally, you know, for you, what generally people would leave, which is the boar and the dote. But you have to buy yourself back from the owner a pathway that's going to be your pathway to get to access them, an access route. Chachamim omrim ein tzarich likach lo derech. No, obviously, the Chachamim's assumption is no, you sold ba'ayim ra'ah. You sold what you needed to sell. Okay, but obviously, if you kept yourself the boar and the dot, obviously you meant to keep yourself a path to get there, because how else would you get there? Okay, so far that doesn't yet relate to our issue. But now, umo de Rabbi Akiva, bizman sha'amar lo chutz me'elu, she'eno tzarich likach lo derech. Since the standard is that if I sell my house, I'm not selling you the boar and the cistern, the well and the cistern, then if I said specifically I'm selling you my house but not the boar and the dote, then I didn't need to say that. So if I specified it, okay, this is the whole thing, we're medayik and you're lashon. If I specified it, then obviously what did I mean? Then in this case I'm also keeping myself a path to get to them. Okay, that's his chiddush. That since, now Chachamim would agree with him, they're just not darshaning the Lishna Yetera. They are saying that's the case no matter what, you always have a path. What Rabbi Akiva's Mechadesh is that if you specifically say, except for these, in that case you meant, I want the path. And therefore, what we're saying is that Rav holds like Rabbi Akiva, who's very specific about what words you use and what you say, and that if you specifically say something that you didn't need to say, then we can darshan it to mean something else. So if you added the word yom, right? You didn't just say shloshim ve'echad yom, but you said shloshim yom ve'yom echad. Then you added the word day to mean I want to do a whole new nizirut. Okay, again, this is all about what did you mean when you said and how do we understand it? And maybe, like Ani said, that it was a way of sort of deterring people from doing this in general and, you know, trying to make sure people learn to be careful with what they say and careful with what they bring up upon themselves, and not to get themselves into trouble. And it could be also that, you know, I was thinking about the whole, we saw before that there's an assumption that for 30 days you can handle it, but anyone who gets tamei lamei puts himself in a, you know, and has to start all over again, it puts himself in a situation where he might not be able to last that long. And maybe the whole issue of having the tumat may break the nizirut and or one of the reasons why it breaks the nizirut and you have to start all the way from the beginning was also a way to deter people. Because again, you know you might be able to do something for a certain amount of time, but since you don't really know how much time that's actually going to be, because you might become tamei lamed and have to start all over again, maybe you'll think twice about doing it.
That was probably happening all the time.
Right.
There was a lot of...
Because they were in hospitals.
Right.
People were dying in their homes.
Right. Although, you know, how many... if you think about it, in hospitals now, it's much more likely you'll be in a hospital. There's a million people in the hospital, you know, tons of, not, not, a lot of people in the hospital. The chances of being in a building with a lot of people and someone dying is actually somewhat greater mm-hmm. than in those days where you were just with your family in your house. You weren't necessarily
right.
being
right.
metamed
right.
lamed all
the time. Everybody would know if somebody was possessed. Meaning
right.
that, you know, oh, they're not well.
Right, so you'll stay away from there.
Stay away.
Right, so so I don't know if it was much more common or not. Think about it. There were less structures, there were less big buildings. You know, in a sense, it might have actually been simpler.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, you never know where you're walking and what's, you
in
know.
General,
what's in
general,
Tumantara
was much more prevalent in their lives.
Yeah, because they had a lot, it had a lot more relevance. Nowadays, it's only relevant for us for Kohanim.
But you also just had to be under an ohel. So you could be outside, and if somebody died under something and you were there.
If there was an overhang, right. The question is how many overhang, you know, how many, like I'm saying, there were less structures in those days, I would imagine.
Right,
certainly big ones where you wouldn't notice that someone was maybe dying in that area and end up accidentally in the
but
same
so
structure.
There's so many things they count as ohelot.
Right. Right, as an overhang.
Like an oven, or like there's a million things that they count that you wouldn't actually think.
Right.
That make your tummy if
right.
you're there.
Right.
So
that's
tree,
for sure too.
Yeah.
Right. Or if there's something connecting two things in your right.
Mm-hmm.
There are, I mean, they go into a lot of detail about it because they want to make sure you have it right. But yeah, there's things about open doorway. There's also ways to get around it. But yeah, it's a good question how common it was and how, you know, I don't know the answer to that. Like, how easy it was for a Nazir to keep away from that. But again, it could be another way that there's, again, a deterrent factor. And like everything, like we keep talking about, I'm sure there were people who viewed this as a very positive thing. And, you know, like we saw, people viewed it as negative and not a good way to go. So, and I think there's a little bit more of the negative deterring than the positive encouraging side here.